Hello, brothers. This is Alberto. You are listening to Radio Like You Want. We are La Plebe, and it's a pleasure to be here. Salucita.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
Flag the Ripper in the place to be. It is a revolutionary week, folks. They're in the streets in Egypt. They're in the streets in Tunisia. And we are taking over the airwaves. It's Radio Like You Want. Mike, you look like you're on dope. Bring it. Bring it to me.
Calm the fuck down over there. Look at this guy. He just watched his, like, 10 minutes of CNN, and he's all up on a podium. But you
We're
settle
taking
your
over.
Ass down.
It's not my fault. It's La Plebe. It's that revolutionary.
You got all caught up
in
the fervor. Listen to this. It is infectious. I will give you that. And by the end of the show, I think each and every one of our listeners will be doing just the same. They're going to be out there protesting, raising their fist in fury, demanding that the government bring them their rights in solidarity.
I'll tell you what. And La Plebe is here not only to bring us their revolutionary form of punk rock from San Francisco via Mexico, but even more than that, they told us which girls were hot in the Balkans.
That's the most important part. They tour all over the place. Interesting thing about those guys, they get off the beaten. Serbia, Croatia.
I'm telling you
what. Who the hell plays gigs out there?
I mean, these are places where you can't even get a pizza. You know what I'm saying?
But you can see La Plebe.
But you can see La Plebe, and we got a chance to see him here in San Francisco. It's a Globetrotter week, Mike. We're going all over the place with these guys. They're playing a Serbian stuff, Italian stuff,
that's right.
Mexican stuff, classic revolutionary material.
They gave us quite the education, and we're bringing it to you, the people out there. Also, I wanted to say we're paying a little tribute to John Barry. That's right, the guy who did all the James Bond soundtracks passed away today, January 31st.
That is a shame. We're going to play some John Barry. He was a great composer, made those Bond films worth seeing. But right about now, it's Radio
Like You Want, Mexican style.
else who can get this cheese, and that is Speedy Gonzales.
Speedy Gonzales?
Speedy Gonzales?
Can you get this Gonzales fellow?
Sure, I got him. Speedy Gonzales, friend of my sister.
Speedy Gonzales, friend of everybody's sister.
Mexico, Mexico, they've got muchas, muchachas, amigos. Latin features, never saw such adorable creatures. Lots to do, ooh, 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 the night's here. We live it up and love it up, amigo. Life begins when you're in Mexico. You never order water when you order some off the border. And to kiss a lovely senorita, you'll do the samba, the bamba. I'll go where you go. Life begins when you're in Mexico. Mexico, Mexico. They've got muchas, muchachas, amigo. Never saw such adorable creatures.
A gain and a loss. Isn't that just the Mexican way? The Plugs right there with the classic, the first punko Mexicano punk band ever right there, 1979 out of Los Angeles.
Wait, what about the Zeros?
Fuck the Zeros, man. Before that, Elvis Presley, Mexico Fun in Acapulco, 1963. Probably one of the most underrated freedom fighters down there in Mexico, next to
Elvis actually
Dion.
Was Mexican. A lot of people don't know that. He had to hide the secrets of his Mexican ancestry.
All that pancake makeup.
That's right, just to make it in the American music
The
business.
Midnighters before that, Whittier Boulevard. Now, those guys, Chicano Power back in 65, playing a lot of instrumental classics. That song, of course, heavily covered by just about every surf band out there today. And we started things off with a classic by way of Babylonia all the way to Arizona. JFA, my friend's Low Rider from the Eastern Front Volume 2 soundtrack, or whatever, live record, 1982.
The brainchild of Brian Brannan.
Yeah, you know him.
Jody Foster's Army.
Does he hang out at punk rock headquarters with you and Fat Mike?
Listen, I don't
Jello and all those guys?
Sometimes we all get together and we compare dick sizes, and frankly, it's always me.
You come up with a short straw each time, don't you, Blake?
I'll tell you what, we are crushing this week. Weren't you fascinated by that talk we had with La Plebe? I think the people out there are fascinated. We're going to jump back into it now, but first, we got to pump some tunes on radio.
Like you want to.
Mighty Opresión by the mighty La Plebe from San Francisco. Rock, I guess they're beginning rock legends, wouldn't you say?
They're ongoing. The world is just getting to know them right now. And with this new record, it's breaking big, I guarantee it.
This is the Brazos on Brazos record. Is that right? Okay. Now, I don't know a lot of Spanish. So what does Brazos mean? And then I'll know in this whole title.
Okay. Well, brazo would mean arm.
Okay.
And then brazo en brazo would mean
arm in arm.
Arm in arm.
Okay.
That song is a Basically, it's kind of a somewhat influenced by our travels. We've been to the Balkans and
the Balkans. Where'd you play there?
We played at Slim's in the Balkans. We played. We've been to Bulgaria, Romania, Macedonia.
Oh my God! Kosovo. You have like a sadist for a tour agent?
Or yes, we absolutely do.
Who took you to Bulgaria and the Balkans?
Well, not even so much there. We on our first trip, we went to Kosovo. Mitrovica, and
why don't you just go to North Korea and get it over with?
On our way into Kosovo, we literally had to pass by tanks and all that stuff to get into the city proper. So you know what I mean? It was a whole situation, but it was something that really was a very wonderful experience for us. You know what
and
I mean?
So there's a political message here. You're in solidarity with the oppressed people of the world.
If you've been to Nesa, if you've been to Mexico City, you can handle a lot of the world. You know what I mean? And I haven't been to a lot of the world, but I've been to enough to see that there's a lot of similarities between certain regions. And so he said that we could handle it, and so we took him for what he was saying. And so he said, I'm going to send out an email and see if there's any interest. And so sure enough, he did. And then the next practice, he showed up and said, you guys have shows if you want them. And that's how it began.
And what was it like? Did the crowds go crazy for you there? They must not get a lot of bands.
In Kosovo in particular was pretty crazy because it was it's like I said, tanks, and it was a controlled environment. So the people were very happy that we met some punks, and they were amazed and completely appreciative that we were a punk band playing there. And so that was pretty amazing.
That's crazy.
And other areas, we played some really big shows because I think it was a combination of we're considered to be a Mexican band from California.
What?
In that region. That's what we're considered to be. Would you guys agree?
Out of control.
That's what we're built over there. Mexican punk, Mexicanski punk from California.
In what bands open for you guys? Who did you play with? Anybody we should know about? Let's educate the listeners here.
I would say, for example, in Serbia, we had there's a band called Atheist Rap. That's a very long-standing punk band from, I would say, the early 80s, when it was Yugoslavia. And to this day, they exist, and they've been probably one of the longest-running, without stopping sort of punk bands, without taking any sort of hiatus. They've been through the whole regimes and all the different things that have existed over that part of the world. They've been a band.
I guess what I want to ask you then is, where are the hottest girls in the Balkans? Is it the Muslim chicks in Bosnia? Is it my Croatian babes? Is it my Serbians? Who's got it?
I'm going to say, completely, there was an amazing amount of beautiful women in those regions.
And did you get some pussy out there?
Well, I'm going to say that, brother. Here you go.
I honestly can wholeheartedly say that the most beautiful women that I've ever seen were in Novi Sad, Serbia. Okay. And no to the last question. Because I'm booed up and trued up.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
I would say that it would be between two places. One would be Belgrade, Serbia, and the other one would be Sofia, Bulgaria. And no disrespect to anybody else, but damn, the women there were absolutely gorgeous.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I hope you guys are getting this out in radio land. I'm gonna say Playboy is breaking it down on pussy in the Balkans.
Well, I'm gonna kind of go along with both brothers here and say Novi Sad and Sofia, one being Serbia, one being Bulgaria.
Okay,
there's plenty of wonderful places in between.
Nobody's going Croatia here. That surprised me because they're right across from Italy. Supposed to be a lot of cute girls in Croatia. What do we got? You're the last one.
Well, I just want to say that we're trying to entice bands to go out there to get pussy and not to play music. So that's what this is all about. But if I had to give my personal opinion, I would say that if you're in Croatia, you'll see a lot of beautiful women. And if you want to say that she's a beautiful woman, you say Lea Pazura.
Lea Pazura.
You're a beautiful woman. So if you're out there and you're listening and you want to say you're a beautiful woman in Croatian, Lea Pazura.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got a brand new song coming out by La Plebe. It's called Lea Pazura on radio.
Like you want. We'll be right back.
partigiano, portami via. Oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 partigiano, portami via, che me sento di morire. E se io muoio da partigiano, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. E se io muoio da partigiano, tu mi devi seppellire. Seppellire verso montagna, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao.
Komiteta za bezbednost saobraćaja je želeo da prisustvuje ovom sastanku.
Prisustvo naše vlade bilo zimu i napravili od nje paklenu mašinu, takvu koja kilometre u plamenu guta, bržu od Porschea i do 150 puta. Stavili smo gume američke one, što piloti leću na svoje avione. I za nas po putu sada ljuta vatra seva, pa nam zato asfalt teško doleva. Teško doleva. Smo 4 km/h i sa strane nova blindirata vrata. Kod lopova miće kupili smo spravu, namestili nove naslone za glavu. A uz puha imamo 1-3 komada, ekološka katastrofa nastupa od smrada. Brisači su kod nekog džambo džeta, tu nijatog kokošaka ne može da smeta. Ne može da smeta.
Od Novog Sada preko Venca sve do Rume, ostavljamo tragove ništa. Za volanom uvek sedi Stevan Gojko Fišta. SG Fišta, surova je faca. Dalje mu je rođak Mihaj Kertes braca. I pijan i strezan, pojasom je vezan. Juca kroz krivine naše uže domovine. Za papuče da stane pomera nogu. Konzumira pivo i pero laku drogu. I ko sa tebi Vilijam pratećio tebe. U nas škodom zapucao poru zbijačem. Auto nam je sasvim sprčen, maksimalna šteta. A ček se na slobodi još uvek mirno šeta. I ko sa tebi Vilijam pratećio tebe. U nas škodom zapucao poru. Auto nam je sasvim sprčen, maksimalna šteta. A ček se na slobodi, još uvek pijan šeta.
Un treno.
Un treno.
Un treno.
How do we hear there, Alberto?
Okay, let's see here. Well, we heard from a band from Italy, a band called Talco. They are a very good band based out of Roma, I think. I'm not sure exactly, but the band from Roma. The song was called Il Treno. and wow. they are hopefully going to make it to this part of the world eventually so people can check them out.
You got
to
invite them over.
Yeah, I think we will. And then the other band was Este Atir Rap, which is a band from Serbia, Novi Sad to be exact. And the song that we heard was Car Core.
And that's where all the and hot women come from, right? That's Serbia.
That happens to coincide, okay. Yes. And so, you know, so hopefully people enjoyed it. Both bands that people
we started
should
off
check
with
out.
One of yours.
I know the song that you heard from us was Bella Ciao, which is a partisan song from the Second World War, which was basically a lot of people coming together to stand against fascism. And so that was a song that basically is a person saying goodbye to their loved one as they head off to fight the fascists.
And you guys, that's just an example of the interesting covers that you guys pulled out. I know in your last record you done like a Run Joe, great cover, mm-hmm. Dirty Old Town and others. You like to take sort of these old songs, bring them into the La Plebe them. Or
yeah,
whatever.
I think that...
however we're going to...
Plebanize them.
I think that, you know, we don't want to mislead people and make them think that it's one of our original tracks. We definitely cite as much of the information as to where it comes from and who the author is when we do them. But, you know, like... there's so much music out there in the world, you know what I'm saying? And if we can do it in our version, why not? You know what I mean? And it's like, those are all quality songs, in my opinion. I liked them. We all liked them before in their original format.
The way you guys do it, too, you're not like covering a Clash song or something. So it's the sort of folk music element of punk where you bring in stuff that is just out there in the ether from all different countries and all different places, and you kind of...
Yeah,
mix it up.
But I think they all kind of share a common theme where it's like, you know, it's a little bit more dirty and down home with a theme that they're, you know, that it's being sung about regardless of what kind of genre is being played. And when we actually, you know, kind of choose the songs that we try to cover, it's always kind of has like a little sketchy element to them, you know what I mean? Renjo, Mike, you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, one of my faves.
You know, it's about a guy who's selling fortunes, you know, he's a little, you know, a sketchy cat selling fortunes. And we kind of plebeized it by selling, you know, green cards. So we kind of like made it our own, but still kind of like it still has, you know, either, you know, a nice little element to them that we kind of choose to.
And that song in particular, the Run Joe song, that was literally like a slice of San Francisco life. There was a place that I won't name the place because I think it's gone now. But they were the place where you would go literally and you would meet the cats right there on between 19th and 24th to take your picture, and then you would go to this video store. Damn. Mm-hmm. Actually, we say it in the song.
You know a lot about this, don't you?
And then you go to the video store. while you pay the money, and while you're waiting in the video store, then by the time, you know, an hour, 45 minutes of duration, you have a green card. And so it's not, you know what I mean? It's not obviously issued by the government.
Keep that on the down low. Yo, Blag, you might want to get in on that action.
How do you think Mike got here from France?
Well, that's a Run Joe and the version you do of Dirty Old Town, two of my favorites. Let's rock them right now.
All right, radio. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Like you want.
Run the video.
Saludos, somos La Plebe. Están escuchando Radio Like You Want. Arre.
Radio Like You Want by special request from our guest this week, La Plebe. And before that, oh man, that just put me in a festive mood right there. Before that, we heard a La Plebe track. It was Run. Wait, what was it? Run where? Run somewhere?
Run Joe, my friend.
It was
friend.
Called Run it's Joe. And then after that, we heard Dirty Old Town. Originally written by Ewan McCall. Dirty
Ewan
Old Town.
McCall, okay.
It's written for a play. And after that, it was made popular by a band called The Pogues.
Nice.
Hey, I got a cool version from the 50s.
He did a version,
too.
Yes.
Nice folk version from the 50s.
Okay, fair enough.
The Dubblers did it. Many bands have done that. I've heard dubstep versions of that song. I've heard reggae versions of that song, folk versions of that song. Widely covered.
And we're making this a dirty old town. But I got to tell you guys, La Plebe, I've had such a great time talking to you, listening to your music, checking out all the great stuff you brought from abroad. But we got to get a little serious now. You know, we're a heavy political show. And, you know, a lot of people have these complaints. And, well, let me just say this, because I had an experience with you guys the other night, and I want you to tell me what you think about this. I went to your show at the bottom of the hill. Great show, incidentally. Had a lot of fun. Filthy Thieving Bastards were there. Classic San Francisco band. So I go there. There's a lot of fun around. La Plebe is playing. They're rocking out. There's a lot of nice-looking women there. True?
Absolutely.
So I'm looking around. A bunch of hot chicks. And I think to myself, all right, I want a blowjob. Now, the evening progresses. It goes on. You know, we see Filthy Thieving Bastards. I'm still looking around. I'm thinking, hey, you know, I'd like a blowjob. La Plebe plays. They ripped the place off. And there was such a great vibe in there. But I noticed when you guys were playing, a lot of Mexican people there. True?
True. Yes.
Okay. I didn't get my blowjob. And yet there's a bunch of Mexicans around. And people say you can't get a job when they're around. So I didn't. You know what I'm saying? This is my complaint. This is my complaint. Now, next time I go to see you guys, man, I want that job. I want that job.
You got to start keep coming to shows, man. I mean, it's going to happen for somebody somewhere, but
Or stand
hire La Plebe, man. They work under the table.
Well, don't. No. Don't hire La Plebe for that job. You know what I mean? Like, don't do that. Don't do that.
We'll have to get somebody
taking
from
the away the jobs from Americans. Bastards.
Hey, it was so great talking to you guys. You guys are brilliant, and I love you. Wait, Mike is telling me that I'm
don't
doing things
the
wrong.
Don't throw them out the door yet. We're going to play one more track, and they got some more international tunes for us.
Is that right? A whole other set of international with
we
the
We do
plebes?
Have a couple more songs. And so here we go, Beggies, please.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. You guys can party here with me all night.
Well, let's rock these new tracks. So there's a new one by La Plebe and a couple international faves on radio.
Like you want.
How do we differ from the dogs and cats you and your kind used to love? Why did you turn us from pets into slaves?
Because your kind were once our ancestors. Man was born of the ape, and there's still an ape curled up inside of every man. The beast, it must be whipped into submission. The savage has to be shackled in chains. You are that beast. You taint us. You poison our guts. When we hate you, we're hating the dark side of ourselves.
Ahora está contento, muerto.
Buongiorno amore, ti auguro una vita serena. Ti hai svegliato alle 7 di mattina, hai fatto la colazione, che felicità. Prendi la faccia di un asino che lavora in città.
Alright, back with Radio Like You Want. La Plebe still hanging with us in the studio. What do we hear there? That set was all picked out by La Plebe.
Yeah, so we heard a song by La Plebe called Siempre Unidos. That's on the new record, Brazo en Brazo. After that was La Polla Records, and that is a band from Spain, which everybody should check out. They've been around since the late 1970s. That song was called Chus. And after that was a band from Romania called Recycle Bin. The lead singer recently passed away, but they still continue today to play. They're from Bucharest, and the song was called Paghi.
Now, is that because Romania is where, like, Dracula's from and stuff? So even if you die, you can come back and keep playing?
That's exactly right, yes.
Oh, man. This was an international freakout with La Plebe. I had no idea. And they brought the whole band. Usually it's just the two guys they let talk. But in this case, it's like you get the whole band. Everybody hangs out. You get a bunch of obscure songs from God knows where. And, you know, I'm loving these guys. This is my new fave band.
It's been my fave band for a long while. You guys, tell the listeners out there about, you know, the new record and where they can find out more information about you.
The new record, like Paghi said, here is called Brazo en Brazo. Came out in November, and you can get it on you know, the standard iTunes and Interpunk and you know, anything, you know, Amazons or all that
you
stuff.
You have vinyl,
yeah.
You have CD. The vinyl comes with download. Come on, guys, hype this.
This
stuff.
Is our first record on vinyl, which is great. So check that out. And then,
also check out our website, laplebe.com. That's where you can find out about where to buy the record. Also, we have T-shirts for sale.
Very informative.
There.
You guys heading out to the ends of the earth again somewhere?
So we're going on tour at the end of May. At the end of May, we go to Spain, France, and Germany. And
okay, compare the women of Spain, France, and Germany.
Never.
Well, okay, let me tell
never
you.
Really been. Okay, so we got another 30 minutes.
The first group won't fuck. The second group will fuck, but it's kind of unfriendly. The third group will fuck, but they bite you.
And I just want to say that the whole time we've been interviewed, you guys have been talking into a sock.
That's perfect.
In case you want to know out there.
That is the professionalism that we show here.
Only friend. Come on.
Well, we had a great time with La Plebe. You guys rule.
Yeah, super
we're
sweet,
be
you guys.
Cranking you from here on out. Let's take it out on radio.
Like you want.
Bitches from Dallas. Bitches from Dallas.
Pinches Fronteras from
hey,
the...
Hey, don't pinch my front area. Is that what that's called?
Is that, it has something to do with Fritos, I know.
Pinch my front area?
That's from the Hasta la Muerte album.
That means hasta la murder, for those that's of you right. Who don't habla español.
I thought Muerte was death.
Yeah, but it's got M in front of it, so it must be murder.
So it must be murder, too.
It must
see,
be bad
that's our
death.
Understanding of Spanish.
Yeah.
Was it not hilarious having La Plebe here this week? We had a great
time.
Great.
Yeah, it was absolutely awesome.
They played
awesome.
A bunch of great tunes that we never would have heard from all over the globe. They regaled us with the adventures of Balkan women.
That's right.
And I really enjoyed it. San Francisco's finest. La
great
Plebe.
Band. Been around for a long time, but, you know, if they tour, they tour Serbia and Croatia, so maybe they should tour a few Western countries. I don't know. Just me. But if you haven't heard of them, definitely get out there and check them out. They have three really great records, probably more.
We got to give a shout out to, well, you heard from, we heard from Serbia. Call us from Serbia, radiolikeyouwant.com. Right. The phone number's on there. You can download the free stuff, the podcast, et cetera, et cetera. You know where we're going with this. We're going international. Bring it on. From Serbia, Russia, Tasmania,
Hold yourself together.
The two nations. We're not going to take it. This is it, Mike. Come on. What do you think this time?
You're actually turning red.
Come on, babe.
No, I'm staying here.
Come on.
That board's got it coming to him.
Soundtracks, you know you're a fan. Big thanks to La Plebe for coming on. Next week, we're back next episode with Radio.
Saludos, gracias. Thank you, guys.
Greedy Worldwide.